listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The state agriculture minister has written to the federal government calling for a delay on the planned live export ban. Jackie Jarvis asking the moratorium commences from June 24 rather than June 14, citing favourable weather conditions in the Northern Hemisphere. Australian Livestock Exporters Council's Mark Harvey Sutton says they are in full support of the request.
This is a really due recognition from Minister Jarvis about the importance of the live sheep export industry. She's recognising it as a release valve for producers and a very important market.
The Shire of Carnarvon has vowed to protect and restore the historic Pioneer Cemetery. Graves dating back 140 years ago left so badly vandalised an interim heritage status was stripped in 2021. Shire President Eddie Smith says they're currently getting quotes on CCTV and fencing to try and reduce the damage that's occurring at the site.
Council didn't really understand what the responsibilities were in regards to the Pioneer Cemetery because there was debate over whether or not it was the Shire's responsibility. But the staff dredged through all the records and found that in fact it was. Responsibility had changed a couple of times.
Some big culinary names are in the Midwest this week, headlining the annual Shore Leave Festival. Head chef and owner of Freo Hotspot, Bibb and Tucker, will deliver the Abrolhos Long Table Lunch this afternoon. Scott Bridger says the event is every chef's dream.
One of those bucket list things, I think, as a chef to go over and do this event, to cook seafood on a literally private beach for a couple of hundred people. I just can't wait to get out there and see the island itself. Probably sit back and pinch myself at a couple of moments when we're cooking crayfish over fire.
In sport, Activewear Stadium is gearing up to host the NBL One West Anzac Round this weekend. Geraldton Buccaneers set to show down against Goldfields Giants tomorrow night. The Geraldton side currently undefeated this season.